Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
KMOX News Time is 7:52. What a scene it was at the Masters. Tiger Woods wins his 15th major, first major since 2008, first Masters in 14 years, and he does it with an incredible performance, and there to witness it was KMOX's Dan Reardon, who joins us now from Augusta. Dan, good morning. You've covered well over 100 majors. I'll steal a line from Vern Lundquist. In your life, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, you know, Tom, I think the best way I can describe this is in terms of you. Last year at the PGA Championship at Del Reve, all you wanted to do was be on hand for when Tiger finally made it all the way back and won a major championship. And that's what yesterday was. That was the moment where everybody wanted to be. And then you put it in the setting of the Masters in Augusta National, and it's almost the perfect venue for this story to come all the way back. And I think that's the simplest way to describe what yesterday was about.
Dan, how much did St. Louis and everything that he did last year in Belle Reve contribute to this? Did it?
He talked about it afterwards. He said, absolutely. The fact that he contended at the Open Championship at Carnoustie and Molinari beat him, the fact that he chased Brooks Koepka to the finish line in St. Louis was a huge factor. And then the third factor was the fact that he won the Tour Championship in Atlanta after Belle Reve. All three of those were on his list of things that were important to get him to this particular point.
Dan, Tiger is as recognized as any athlete on the planet, and we all know the things that he's been through, or do we? Can you explain exactly what he's been through health-wise over the last several years?
Well, you know, it's a question I wish I could have gotten into Tiger. We know what he's been through health-wise in terms of the back surgery and the uncertainty as to whether he will be able to play golf again or play golf at this level again. What we don't know is between 2008, when he won at Torrey Pines, and today, how much health was a factor. You know, the reality is we know he was sidelined for 2.5 years recently. I would be curious to know how infirm he was in the time from, let's say, 2010, when he came out of his own personal scandal and then played extremely well but never won major championships. I would like to know how much of an injury circumstance he was dealing with literally for the last 9 years as opposed to the last 3 years.
I'll be willing to bet that there are thousands of golfers that are starting around today chewing gum. They saw, yeah. Right? He's going to set a trend. What's behind the gum chewing?
Well, you know, he said he gets hungry on the golf course. Now, how that solves his problem, I don't know. But both he and Phil Mickelson were out there chewing gum. I sort of think there's probably an endorsement deal sitting out there somewhere, but I don't know that for a fact.
Is this good for the game of golf? What did this do, our final thing for you, for the game?
Great for the game. Great for the game. The game, Tiger has reintroduced, you know, I will see tomorrow a bunch of high school kids playing in a high school golf match, and they have been reintroduced to the Tiger Woods that you and I discovered several years ago. And so the game itself will benefit from that tremendously. And realize very quickly, Beth Page is the PGA Championship where Tiger won the U.S. Open. Pebble Beach is the U.S. Open Championship where Tiger won the U.S. Open. So the stage is set, if he can repeat memories, to do something good in both of those locations.
I can't wait to see you at Beth Page. Looking forward to it.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
Great job. Dan Reardon with us from Augusta at the Masters.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.